Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you on today. Amen. We are so grateful.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
That the Lord has brought together.
Entry and exit tones are off.
More time. And we're just so grateful for it on tonight. Amen. We're grateful for this day that the Lord has made. Amen. Truly, 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 the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. 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 So we're grateful tonight, and we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Just blessing the Lord. Amen. Blessing him for his goodness, blessing him for his grace on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We are just excited tonight, as we always say, for all that the Lord is doing. We're grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, amen, Jesus, truly, if it had not been the Lord on our side, we just really don't know where we would be. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We honor and glorify him. Amen, Jesus, for, amen, life, health, and strength. Just thanking him for another day, people of God. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. And for this, we just give God thanks and we give him praise. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, because many, amen, have not made it to this day. But the Lord has enabled us to be here for a time such as this. Amen. So we thank the Lord. We bless him. We thank God for each and every one of you, those of you that are listening via radio. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to thank God for, amen, all of our listeners, amen, those that are listening, amen, in other countries. We thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global, amen, wherever you're picking us up from. We just want to thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, we just want to thank the Lord for you, amen, whether you're listening from Spain or France or Australia, Malaysia, the Philippines, India, Denmark, Sweden, Russia, Brazil, the UK, wherever you're listening from, we just want to thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Amen. And we thank God for you. And we just want you to know that we know that you're listening in. Amen. And thank you for coming in to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. It's always a blessing, always a blessing, amen, Jesus, to have you join us. And we just thank God for you, because we realize that there's so many other things that you can be doing, amen, Jesus, so many other things that you could be doing, amen, but you elected to come and join us. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. And again, we just want to welcome you. For all of our listeners, all of you that are just coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and take someone else and invite someone else to come on in and be a part on tonight. Amen. Just invite us to come on in, amen, and just bless the Lord with you. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God on tonight, amen, for all of our leaders, people of God, amen. And without our leaders, God showing us the way. Amen, Jesus, many of us would not be here. But we thank God for them shedding forth the light of this glorious gospel. Amen, showing forth the light of this glorious gospel. Glory be to God that we might, that we were able to see, amen, the state that we're in. Saw that we were sinners that needed to be saved, amen. And we yielded unto the Lord. And we thank God that here we are, the banner, amen. glory to God, letting people know that you too can be saved. Amen. Lord's grace, amen, is extended unto you as well as unto us. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. Thank God for you, each and every one. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Jesus, we bless him. Amen. I just want to bless him for my leaders. Amen. Jesus, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and for apostle, our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James, and thank the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking the Lord for, amen, Jesus, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise on today, amen. Thanking him, glory be to God. Just thanking him, people of God. I'm telling you, really, 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 if it had not been the Lord on our side, people of God, I don't know where I would be. Amen. Because you know the enemy sets up traps and he sets up roadblocks. And amen, Jesus. And he tries, glory be to God, amen, to bring us down. But I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God that even as the word of God said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. For all that he's done, all that he's doing in the midst of us. We thank the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, giving God thanks, giving God praise, amen, for each and every one of them, amen, holding their space in place to help this work to continue to go forward, amen. So we just thank God for them, thank him for their sacrifices, thank you, thank you, thank you for your sacrifices for this kingdom work. Amen, Jesus, that's going forth in the earth. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank God for you, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you. We thank God for you. Amen. We just thank God. Amen, Jesus, for all that he's doing. Glory to God in our lives. Amen. In the lives of his people. So truly, people of God, had it not been the Lord on our side, hey, glory be to God. Where would we be? Where would we truly, truly be? Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you for helping us get this word out. Amen. To get this word out to the people. Amen. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. Glory be to God. And amen, Jesus. And don't forget to let the people know, glory to God, even as things are beginning to change again. Amen. We're noticing that, amen, that there are churches that are beginning to close again, are beginning to alter their services. Amen, Jesus. So we find that there are more people again coming to the line. Our numbers are increasing. Amen. So even as you're hearing, amen, that the churches are closing, just let people know that there's an outreach that's in the earth. Amen. It's the Prayer News Network. Invite them to come. Invite them to hear. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It's an unfortunate thing. Amen. But people of God, God got all things in control. He got it all in control. So we bless the Lord. We thank him. Amen. We want to let the people know, amen, that the churches may be closed, but heaven is yet open. Amen. And truly the Lord is visiting us. He is tabernacling with us here on this Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. Is not the Lord blessing us, people of God? Is he not blessing? Is he not visiting? Is he not speaking to us? Amen. We give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. We want to let you know as well, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast after. Amen. We will certainly give you the two numbers that you can call. You can text. Amen. You can text these two numbers and let the people know. Amen, Jesus. Let us know that you would like to get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. Just let them know. Amen. Glory be to God. We realize that tonight is Wednesday and that there are several churches that are in on tonight. So listen, amen, everything fluctuates, but you know what? We're being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And wherever he leads us, there we shall follow. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For all that the Lord is doing. Amen, Jesus. We thank God that he counted us worthy to be in the number. Amen. Just one more time. Amen. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise. If you would, go ahead and and text somebody and let them know that we are here. Let them know that we are live. Amen. Let them know to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So on tonight, people of God, we're excited. Amen. With the technology. Amen. We're with the Lord has, amen, blessed us. Amen, Jesus. We're able to, a lot of the four stated broadcasts, amen, we were able to capture them. Amen. We were able, by the grace of God, to capture them, not knowing why. Amen. The Lord had us doing it. Amen. But he had us expanding space, amen, for all of these messages. Glory be to God. And I tell you, amen, Jesus, for a time such as this, we never knew, amen, the plan of God, but now we're seeing. Amen. So even on tonight, people of God, we will have, amen, one of our pre-recorded broadcasts on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But listen, people of God, it's like the very first time. Amen. When this word is going forth, it's like the very first time. We miss so many nuggets. We miss so much. Amen. But we thank God for Jesus that we were able to capture these jewels, these gifts. Amen. To the church. Amen. Apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers. We were able to capture the word. Hallelujah. We were able to capture the word. Glory to God. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise. Glory to God for being able to capture, amen, Jesus, those Kairos moments, as we call it. Amen. And even in that, amen, when this word goes forth, people are yet blessed. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds, glory to God, to hear what the Lord will say unto us. Amen. I tell you, I'm blessed. Amen. I'm just overwhelmed, glory to God, at what God is doing. Amen. And I know that the best is yet to come. And you got to know that the best is yet to come. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Get your pen. Get your paper. Amen. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Amen, Jesus, for what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But we certainly want to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. So at this time, amen, glory to God. Amen. We're shifting a little bit. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we will have, glory to God, one of our PNN prayer warriors, amen, that will come forth, amen, and bless the line and sanctify the line on tonight. Glory be to God. And we're going to move forth in the grace of God. So tonight we're going to ask, amen, glory be to God, Missionary Fan, amen, Missionary Dorothy Fan, if she would come on over and sanctify the line for us on tonight. God bless you, my sister.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God, because you are so worthy to be praised. Lord, we come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive sin, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for everything that we said and done that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God, knowing and unknowing, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, and make us worthy to come before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, giving you the praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for life and that more abundantly, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you to have your way, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God, in this service, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, give us ears to hear what the Spirit, Lord God, will say unto us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to touch us, Lord God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move, Lord God. Super move, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we understand it may be a recording, Lord God, but it's your word, Lord God, and we ask you to move this night, Lord God. Have your mighty way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
The recording has started.
God, ask you to touch, Lord God, every soul, Lord God. Some, Lord God, may be needing a healing. Some, Lord God, may need a miracle in some other way. Some, Lord God, may need a financial blessing. Some, Lord God, may just need to be touched, Lord God. And, Lord God, you are God of a second touch, third touch, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to move and touch us again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to every city, Lord God, every country, Lord God. We ask you to bless us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, to hear from you tonight, Lord God. We didn't come for no shape, form, or fashion, but we come, Lord God, this night to hear from you, Lord God. Lord, yes, Lord God, we say yes to your will, Lord God. We say yes to your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move, Lord God, on every advisor, Lord God, on Minister Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, her mother, Lord God, bring healing, Lord God, a complete healing to her mother, Lord God, and not only her, Lord God, but the sick and the shut in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even those, Lord God, that may be in the hospital, we ask you to touch them right now. Through your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bring healing this day in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, in advance for what you're going to do on the line tonight, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for your moving, Lord God. We thank you in advance for your powerful word, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, even the one that brings forth the message on the recording, Lord God, bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them wherever they're at, Lord God, wherever they may be right now, Lord God. We ask you to go where they're at, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and give a special touch on tonight, Lord God, on them, Lord God. We ask you to bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Amen, 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 people of God. Somebody come on and lift those voices on tonight. Glory to God and give God a praise. Glory. Glory to God. Come on and give him a praise on tonight. Amen. Just lift your hands unto the Lord on tonight. Amen. Just give him a wave offering. Glory to God. Give the Lord a wave offering on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give him a wave offering of thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Amen. Letting them know how much you appreciate him. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord on tonight. We thank him for that prayer. Amen. That prayer of sanctification. Amen. Unto the people of God. Amen. Jesus, people of God, because we already know. Amen. We can't come to him any kind of way. Amen. We got to be sanctified. Glory to God. The way got to be clear. Amen. We want him to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We don't want to have any blockage on the line. Amen, Jesus. And this is so important, people of God. Amen. That we get it together. We get it right. Amen. Before we enter into the throne of grace. Amen. Glory be to God. We can't just step up in there like that. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we got to walk softly. We got to reverently, amen, go before the Lord. Amen, Jesus. I know we can come boldly. Amen, Jesus. But people of God, we got to consider ourselves. Consider, amen, what we've done, what we've said, what we've thought. Glory be to God. These things must be considered. Amen. So we want to be sanctified. So we thank the Lord on tonight for the woman of God. Thank you so much, missionary man. God bless you. Amen, Jesus, for that fervent prayer on tonight. Amen. We are just so blessed, people of God, and all that the Lord is doing here at the PNN. Glory be to God. He is truly doing great things. And I'm sometimes when I really stop to look at what the Lord is doing, amen, Jesus, I'm just in awe. Amen, because realizing, amen, Jesus, I had little to do with it. Amen, it wasn't my thought, it wasn't my plan, nor my purpose. Glory be to God, it wasn't even in my thoughts. Amen, glory be to God, but the Lord dropped this vision in the earth. And glory to God, and people, amen, so many people have been blessed. So many people have come to maturity. amen, just listening, coming to this line, we have been sharpened, amen. We have been rebuked. Oh, yes, we have. Amen, Jesus. We have gone through, amen, Jesus, the washing and the scourging of the Lord. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for this washing, this scourging, glory to God, because guess what, people of God, we are works in progress. We are works in progress, and the Lord is doing a work in all of us, amen. We're so grateful, amen, that even early on, glory be to God, that so many, amen, Jesus, people gave their lives to the Lord, and even throughout, amen, but glory to God, in initially, amen, Jesus, as they say, the front end, amen, so many, amen, gave their lives to the Lord, considered their ways, amen, Jesus, rededicated their lives unto the Lord, and people of God, they yet remain, and I'm telling you, that is the most beautiful thing, glory be to God, that you ever want to see, amen, that you ever want to hear, amen, Jesus, and those that are even some, we've had some to go on, amen, to be with the Lord, amen, Jesus, just knowing they got it right before they left, amen, has been such a blessing, amen, Jesus, another sister, amen, has gone on to be with the Lord, amen, who got it right, amen, she was one of the early converts, amen, Jesus, that hung in here with us on the PNN, amen, Jesus, and I'm telling you, she went on to be with the Lord, people of God, but she got it right, and you know what, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, that they get it right before they leave this earth. Amen. Get it right. Amen. Before you meet your maker. Amen. Glory to God. We want to hear the Lord say, well done. Amen. We want to hear the Lord, glory to God. Amen. Tell us to enter into his rest. Amen. Glory be to God. Eternal rest, not eternal damnation. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what this line is here for, people of God. It's a lifeline. It's a lifeline to many, amen, Jesus, who may not have a church home. It's a lifeline to many, glory be to God, amen, that may be in the valley of decision, amen, to many that their church, amen, glory to God, their churches may be closed, glory be to God, but yet and still, amen. Hey, we're coming through the roof, amen, we're coming through the roof, amen. Remember that message, amen, the impotent man, amen, Jesus was teaching in the house, and it was so full that they couldn't go through the door. Amen, Jesus. But listen, his friends lowered him down through the roof. Amen, Jesus. And the Lord saw that faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that man received his healing. People of God, and that's what we're here, PNN. We're going through the roof. Hallelujah. We're going out through the roof. Unconventional. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not a church, glory to God, but we're just trying to deliver the word, amen, that somebody, amen, might hear and somebody might be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. So as you're coming in, people of God, continue to go ahead and send those text messages out to let the people of God know that we are here and that we are broadcasting live. Amen. Again, as we stated, people of God, so many people, amen, Jesus, have given their lives to the Lord, and it's a blessing. I'm telling you, it's a blessing indeed. Glory be to God. And on tonight, amen, glory to God, the Lord has done a work in this young lady's life. Amen, Jesus. She also, amen, was one of the converts, amen, that rededicated her life to the Lord. And the Lord is doing great things in her life. And people of God, they're remaining here. They're remaining connected to the PNN. And that's the beauty of what God is doing. They're remaining connected. Amen. They have church homes. We're not bringing anybody out of their local assemblies. But they are remaining, amen, connected to the vine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're seeing God growing us up. Amen. He's pruning and purging us. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, another young woman, amen, who loves the Lord, glory be to God, again, has given her life to the Lord, rededicated her life to the Lord right here on the PNN. Amen. Has a beautiful voice. Amen. Actually, it's three of them. Amen. Three sisters. Amen. Glory to God that the Lord did a work in their lives. And tonight, people of God, we are going to be graced, amen, in song, amen, in a solo, amen, from Sister Anita Williams. God bless you, my sister. Just press star 6 and come on over.
Praise God.
Praise Him.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and He leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health and helps me to do what honors Him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saved in His arms. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass, and He leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and He helps me to do what honors Him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saved in His arms. When the storm, when the storm, when the storm of life is raging, and the billows and the billows, they roll away. I'm so glad that He shall hide me. I'm so glad that He shall hide me, safe in His arms. Praise God.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I just said all of that. Amen. And realized that I was on mute. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to rewind. Amen. We just thank God tonight, amen. Thank God for you, amen. Thank you for letting me know, amen, that I was on mute, amen, Jesus, my sister, amen. But thank God for you on tonight, Sister Anita. We bless God for you, as I was stating, amen. You could have rolled on with that right there, amen, Jesus, because it was, amen, beautiful, amen. It was music to our ears as you bless the Lord in songs, and we thank God for you. May God bless you. May God bless you on tonight, amen, as He continue to bless you, amen, and to grow, amen, and be increased in you, amen. We thank God for you on tonight, amen, just a beautiful selection on tonight, amen. We're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing, amen, Jesus, as I was stating. That is one of my favorite songs, people of God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen, Jesus, because we are really safe. Amen. We're safe in His arms. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight. Amen. For, again, each and every one of you, if you would, people of God, go ahead and send those text messages out. Let a couple of people know that we are here. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive. Amen. Let them know that they can join us for the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, as we first stated, amen, Jesus, glory to God, not knowing why the Lord had us doing what we do, but he has a purpose and he has a plan for each and every one of our lives. Amen. Glory to God. He has a purpose. The master has a purpose and a plan. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We may not know what we're doing from day to day. We may not know, amen, Jesus, the plan, but we don't have to know. Glory to God. Amen. We just trust God. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord, amen, that here on this PNN, it was the master's plan. Glory be to God. Had us expanding our memory, expanding our storage space. Amen. For all of these messages. Glory to God, not knowing that it would come up, amen, Jesus, that the Lord would have us, amen, to reiterate, amen, as they say, to play it again, amen. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful, amen, Jesus, that we're having a rebroadcast on tonight, amen. I always love it because I always get something out of it that I didn't catch, amen, on the first time. Always, people of God, there's a blessing. Amen, Jesus, listen, this word is living. This word is living. Amen. Glory to God. So whenever it's declared, whenever it's decreed, amen, Jesus, it's in the now. Amen. It is in the now. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we are going back over to Athens. Amen. Listen, you already know who's in Athens. Amen. Glory to God, but we're going to Athens, amen, by way of True Holiness Temple Church of God, amen. There's a young man there that loves the Lord, amen, loves the people of God, amen. Glory to God, he will declare this gospel, amen, out of the depths of his soul, amen, Jesus. He loves the word of God, amen, Jesus. He's also, people of God, one of our outreach. He's on our outreach team. Amen, Jesus. I don't know, glory to God, perhaps you received, amen, cards and stuff from the PNN on behalf of PNN. Glory to God, he, amen, has a vibrant card ministry. Amen, Jesus, and he works that card ministry, glory to God, even in the prison system. Amen, Jesus, sending comforting words, amen, to those that are locked up, those that, amen, Jesus, that are in prison, those that are in jail, vibrant ministry. And the Lord is blessing that ministry immensely. Amen. Glory to God, as well as for his church. Glory to God, that vibrant ministry, that card ministry, that outreach ministry. Amen. For those, amen, the sick, the shut-in, the visitors, glory to God, whomsoever needs accompanying, encouraging word, amen, Jesus, that card ministry, amen, at the hands of Minister Emmanuel, amen, is reaching the people, amen. He, along with Evangelist Jones, glory to God, working the outreach ministry. Perhaps those of you have received follow-up calls from Evangelist Jones. We just thank God, amen, this outreach ministry, amen, that is part of the PNN is working. Amen, is working. It's appreciated, glory to God, more than they can ever know. Amen, Jesus. So the calls, the cards, amen, however, amen, the extension of PNN, amen, we just thank the Lord for these individuals. Amen, glory be to God, the outreach team. Amen. So tonight, people of God, again, we are going by way of True Holiness Temple Church of God, located there in Athens, Georgia. Amen. We're so grateful that he's also one of our PNN advisors, glory to God, as well as, amen, one of our co-hosts. Amen. We bless the Lord for him. Amen, people of God. And at this time, glory to God, we want you to receive. We want you to receive the man of God. Amen, that's going to declare the word of God on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you to the people of God. Amen. God bless you, Mr. Francis Bradley. Amen. We give it honor to God, who's the head of our life. Amen. To each and every one of you, amen, that has tuned into this broadcast tonight. Amen. We bring you greetings from True Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. Under the leadership, amen, of Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. We give God, amen, praise for our Southern District, amen, Northern District Bishop. Amen. We give God honor and praise that you unto his name. Amen. Thank God, amen, for each one of you tonight. Amen. Glad that, amen, somebody said you ought to stop by the church sometime. Amen. Maybe something may be said to help you on your way. Stop by the church sometime. Amen. We may not be in the physical building, but we the people of God, we are the church. Amen. We are the church. We praise God. Amen. Thank God for you, Ben Bradley. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for giving you safe return back. Amen. Over the, amen, the dangerous highways. And thank God for blessing you, giving you some strength. Amen. To continue on. Amen. You, amen. And amen. The saints have been in our prayers. Amen. We've been holding you up. Amen. Calling your name out. Asking that God will anoint y'all in strength. Amen. For time, amen, such as this to take y'all through. And we know that in the real, not only real, but we know that he's doing it right now. Amen. We know that God's doing it right now. Amen. Because he is faithful. Amen. To his word. Amen. And one thing about God, he's going to honor his word. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. We're going to move on. Amen. Amen. Let us, amen, go, amen, into a, amen, quick word of prayer. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we only thank you right now. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father God, you told us to acknowledge you in all thy ways, and you shall direct our path. Father God, we pray you direct our path. Anoint these lips to claim that we may speak your word. Oh God, none of me, but all of you tonight. Move yourself out the way so you can have your way. Save, heal, and deliver tonight. Definitely encourage somebody's heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. So we just thank God. We're going to go, amen, to the word of God. Amen. We're going to, amen, be mindful of the time. Amen. But we want to go to the book of Galatians. Amen. Very familiar scripture. Amen. I bring to you no new, amen, doctrine. Amen. But the same word of God. Amen. That we have been preaching. Amen. Galatians, the fifth chapter. Amen. We want to begin reading with the first verse. Amen. And read, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. We're going to go down to the 7th verse, the 7th through the 10th verse. It says, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. And he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. You know that God's word is always blessed. Amen. Just for, amen, momentarily for a few minutes. Amen. We want to, amen, notice, amen, these two verses. Amen. Even the first verse, amen, Galatians, the fifth chapter. Amen. Where it says, amen, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. How that is that Paul, amen, was writing a letter, amen, to the church of Galatians, amen, to the people of God. And Paul was, amen, encouraging them, amen, to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, meaning in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. Amen. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. How that Paul was encouraging the church to stand fast. Amen. And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Meaning, amen, to resist everything, amen, that binds. Everything that comes to, amen, tie you down, to hold you down. Amen. To bond, amen, to bind you. Amen. Paul was saying, stand fast from that. Amen. Stay firm. Stand firm. Amen. Therefore, in the liberty. Meaning, make up your mind. Amen, that I'm not going to allow anything to bind me. Amen, we know that's what the devil does. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen, amen, not only, amen, naturally, but spiritually. The devil wants to destroy you spiritually. Amen, he wants to put you in, amen, in a headlock, amen, that'll take your breath away. He wants to put you, amen, in a trap that you would never get out of. Amen, you talking about, amen, amen, the awareness, amen. Amen. The Satan will try to put something on you that you can't get out of. But Paul was, amen, encouraging the church. He said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again Don't go back to that thing that they may have you bound. Don't go back to that situation, amen, that put you in bondage, that put you in that spiritual prison. Amen. But God wants you to stand fast. Amen. This is urgent tonight. This is an urgency to stand fast. Amen. Hold that fast which thou hast. Let no man take thy crown. Amen. And it goes on to say, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. You say, amen, you was running well. Amen. You was doing good. Amen. But who did hinder you? Amen. What came along to stop you? Amen. From obeying the truth. What stopped you and caused you to stop obeying the word of God? What came along, amen, to stop you in your tracks from running, amen, for Jesus? Amen. Someone said, I've been running for Jesus for a long time, and I'm not tired. Amen. Keep on running. Keep on running for Jesus. He said, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Amen. This ain't the Lord, amen, that calls you to stop running. This ain't the Lord's will, amen, that being, amen, serving him, living for him. Hallelujah. But it says, amen, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion coming out of him that calleth you. And little letters, let us a whole lot. Amen. Broke up, it could be the very little small things that will hinder you. Amen. It's not all the time those big giant things, because we know the big giant things, they're already a problem. But sometimes it's those little small things that start out to be small. It starts out, amen, to be a little seed, amen. But once that seed is planted in your heart, amen, and you don't ask God to get it out, that seed begins to grow. A little leaven, letting the whole lump, and amen, it continues to grow and grow and grow. Amen. But it can say, I have confidence in you through the Lord, that you will be no otherwise minded. But he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. Paul, amen, was, amen, assuring the people of God, amen, to stand fast. Amen. Don't be moved. Amen. Don't be persuaded to go another way. But stay, amen, with Jesus. Stay still and be the salvation of the Lord. He said, because, amen, don't be otherwise minded. Amen. Don't be double-minded. Don't, amen, be sober in your thinking. Amen. Have a made up mind. Have your mind fixed that I shall not be moved. I shall be like that tree planted by the rivers of the water. Amen. He said, I'm confident in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Amen. Paul was reassuring the people of God that don't worry, amen, that whoever it is that troubles you, amen, whoever it is that's calling you great, whoever it is, amen, that's trying to stop you from serving God, amen, God said, amen, that he shall bear his judgment. God is going to hold them accountable. Amen. I remind the scripture, amen, Isaiah, amen, says, amen, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against thee, in judgment thou shalt condemn. Amen. God, amen, he's going to take care of them. Amen. You ain't got to worry. God's going to fight, amen. God's going to fight this battle. God, he's going to handle this battle. Amen. This battle's not yours. It belongs unto the Lord. Amen. So people, God, amen, I come with urgency tonight. Hallelujah. I come with urgency tonight to tell you to stand fast. Amen. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And be not again entangled with the yoke of body. Amen. If I would leave, amen, a topic with you tonight, my topic would be, don't lose your testimony. Amen. My topic tonight, amen, to you, amen, don't lose your testimony. Amen. Amen. I praise God. Amen. Because how did I amen? The Lord began to drop this, amen, in my spirit all week long. The Lord began to drop this in my spirit all week long. The urgency, the reminding me. Amen. Telling me, don't lose your testimony. Amen. Whatever you do, don't lose your testimony. Amen. Whatever trial that you may be going through right now, amen, don't lose your testimony. Amen, whatever persecution that you may be undergoing right now, God said, don't lose your testimony. Amen, amen, I'm reminded, amen, even, amen, in my life, amen, amen, back sometime I was going through a situation, amen, that was very detrimental to my soul. Amen, amen, my soul, my spirit was so dead. Amen. I got to the point where I had enough. Amen. I was fed up with the situation. Amen. I was pushed to the limit. Amen. You know the devil will try to trigger you. The devil will try to push your button. That's what the devil wants. He wants to push your button. He wants to push your button so you can react. Amen. In a way that's not like God. He wants to push your button so you can flip out. Amen. And so you can lose, amen, your salvation. So you can lose your deliverance. Amen. That's the devil's job. Amen. It calls you, amen, to act a way that's not like God. But people of God, amen, those of you in the sound of my voice tonight, those of you that have been redeemed, amen, God is urging you tonight. Don't lose your testimony. No matter what you're going through tonight, stand still and see the salvation of God. Let Jesus fix it for you tonight. Don't lose your testimony. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants you to abandon the ship. The devil wants you to give up and throw up hands and walk away. But you didn't run away. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. People of God, don't lose your testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. I was going through something. Amen. I'm just, amen, going to be privy to testimony. Amen. And I was pushed to my limit. Amen. I was dead, amen. I was fed up. I was frustrated. Everything else. And I began to, amen, just start losing. Amen. Amen. I began to just start losing the control. Amen. How I felt in my spirit. Amen. I just had enough. But I praise God, amen. Because, amen, God began to have, amen, a missionary right there. God began to have a missionary right there that came in and told our rescue. Amen. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. Amen. I am my brother's keeper. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. Because if you see your brother and sister in trouble, it's your job to come to their rescue. If you see your brother and sister struggling, amen, it's your job, amen, to aid them and encourage them in the Lord. It's your job to tell them, amen, we can make it with the help of the Lord. And I praise God, amen, in my distress, in my time, amen, where I was at, in my frustration, amen. I praise God that the missionary began to come to me. Amen. And she began to, amen, whisper in my ear. She said, don't lose your testimony. Hallelujah, God. She said, don't lose your testimony. And I praise God, amen. Because at that moment, amen, it seemed like I didn't want to receive it. Because all I could think about was how I felt. Amen. How I was frustrated. How I was so upset. Amen. But I praise God. She kept on saying, amen. Don't lose your testimony. And I praise God, amen, for that missionary, amen. I give God praise, amen, for using her, amen, to come to my rescue and speak life into me, to speak life into my heart, even at that situation that was very trying. Amen. She said, don't lose your testimony. Meaning, amen. Don't forget about what God's done for you. Amen. Don't allow the devil to get the victory over your life. Don't allow the devil to overthrow you. Don't allow the devil to cause you, amen, to crucify God afresh all over again. Amen. Don't lose your testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I pray, God. Amen. That missionary, I thank God for that missionary. She began to come to me, amen, and tell me, amen, at that time, she was my keeper. Amen. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, amen. When you see somebody in distress, when you see somebody going through a situation, you don't just keep on walking, amen, like you don't see nothing, but you come to their rescue. You come, amen, to lend them a helping hand. You come to encourage them with the word of God. You remind them what God says the Lord. You let them know, amen, this battle is not yours. It is the Lord. This battle belongs to God tonight. You can't handle it. You can't fix it. You can't do nothing about it. But give it to Jesus. And that's what that missionary was letting me know. Give it to Jesus. You can't fight this battle yourself. You got to let God fight this battle. And I praise God, amen. Even I'm remembering that, even in that time, amen, she began to walk me, amen, to the altar and put me down on my knees. Amen. But she didn't just put me down on my knees. She got down there with me. She got down there next to me. Amen. I was too weak to pray. I was too distraught to pray. I was too overwhelmed to pray. But she prayed for me, amen. She prayed for my deliverance. She prayed for my keeping of my soul. She prayed that God would help me, even in a time of trouble. She prayed to God. to my life, telling me, don't lose your testimony. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In this week alone, this week, God begin to remind me as I begin to go through my test and trials on this week, as I begin to go through spiritual warfare on this week, even to the point where, amen, I was getting, amen, I was getting, amen, be careful for something, but in my spirit, amen, I was getting anxious, amen, I was getting, amen, but I begin to hear the Lord remind me of the same word. He said, don't lose your testimony, amen, don't let the devil, amen, don't let the enemy discourage you tonight. Don't let the enemy overthrow you. Amen. With your testing, your trying. Amen. People of God, I come with urgency tonight to tell you, don't lose your testimony. Somebody's on the verge of giving up tonight. Somebody's on the verge, amen, of throwing in the towel. Amen. But God said tonight, don't lose your testimony. You may say, what is my testimony? Your testimony, amen, is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Your testimony is tonight that I've been redeemed, washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, I've been redeemed. I've been born again. That is your testimony. Don't let the devil take that away from you. Don't let the devil steal your testimony. People of God, take heed tonight. Don't do it. God said, don't do it. God said, don't do it. Don't let the devil cause you to lose your testimony. I know he's trying your faith. I know he's testing your spirit. But God said, wait on me. Amen. I'll fight this battle for you. Give it to me. I'll fix it for you. Give it to me. Amen. I'll work it out because I know what to do. I am in control. You can't handle it. But give it to Jesus tonight. Don't lose your testimony. Glory to God. Don't lose your testimony. What is my testimony? Somebody may say, your testimony is that you've been born again, that you've been saved, you've been sanctified through the blood of Jesus. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost. And the devil, he doesn't like it. He wants to take it away from you. He wants to take your victory. He wants to take your joy. He wants to take your peace of mind. But don't lose your testimony. Don't take it back. Don't take it back. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. You know what God done for you. You know where God brought you from. Don't nobody know like you how God changed your life. How God brought you out of darkness. How God brought you out of sin. Don't nobody know like you know what God has really done for you. But don't let the devil cause you to lose your testimony. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God. All week long, I've been hearing the Lord tell me that. Don't lose your testimony. Don't lose what I've done for you. Don't lose from where I brought you from. Don't lose the liberty that I've given you. Don't lose that peace of mind that I've given you. Don't lose your testimony. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Don't abandon your faith. Don't abandon your faith. Don't walk away from what God has done for you. Don't walk away from your deliverance. Don't go back into bondage. Don't go back into Egypt. Don't go back into sin. Prepare for tonight. Amen. Somebody, God is talking to somebody tonight. God, prepare fast. Don't. Don't go back into bondage. Oh, glory to God. This is urgent tonight. This is urgency tonight. This is urgent tonight. Stay fast. Amen. Don't lose your testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. He goes on, let us know. Amen. Amen. To lose means to be in the midst of We give it up, huh? We give us something, huh? We just feel, huh? Don't lose your testimony. Amen. I tell you, huh? You got to hold on to it, huh? You got to fight to keep it, huh? You got to fight to keep your deliverance, huh? You got to fight, amen, to keep your freedom in God. Huh? You got to fight, huh, to keep your peace of mind, huh? Amen. I made up my mind, huh? Like David said, huh? My heart is fixed, huh? My mind is made up, huh? I made up in my mind. I refuse to let the devil take what God has given me. My deliverance that God has brought to me. I refuse to let the devil steal it from me. I refuse to let the devil cause me to go back in bondage. Come what may. Do your time, God. Lie on me. Without me. Ridicule my name. But I refuse to lose my testimony. I refuse to go back into bondage. I refuse to go back into that dark place that God brought me out of. Amen. I know from which I came. Amen. I was down. Amen. I was down and out. Amen. For the count. But one thing, the Lord came my way. And God breathed on me. God breathed on me. And he told me to leave. I prayed up for the prayer line. So one day, I got on this prayer line. And God, he breathed on me. He saw me polluted in my own blood. He saw me. And he told me to leave. He commanded that I leave. He said, you shall live and not die. To declare the works of the Lord. And I come to tell you tonight that because God breathed on me, amen, I'm living again. I became alive. Amen, when I was dying, God breathed on me. He breathed the breath of life back into me. I pray the right now, and I refuse to let the devil cause me to lose my testimony. You may be going through your situation. You may be going through a trap. You may be going through ridicule. You may be tried. Amen. In the fire. But people of God, you shall come through as pure gold. You're going to come out as pure gold. If you only stand, if you only stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. Amen. You may begin frustrated with your chest and your job, what people are putting you through. But God said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. When your ways please the Lord, they cause your enemies to be at peace with you. That's what my Bible tells me. When a man's ways please the Lord, they cause his enemies to be at peace with him. When you're pleasing the Lord, God will make your enemies behave. When you're pleasing the Lord, God will cause your enemies to be your footstool. Somebody said, I got the devil under my feet. And the Holy Ghost is holding them down, down, down. I got the devil under my feet. I got the devil under my feet. And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, that power of God, is holding him down. He can't do me no harm. He can't harm me. He can't stop me. He can't overthrow me. Except I allow him to. But I refuse. I said, I refuse amen, to lose my testimony. I refuse amen, to let the devil make me take it back. People of God, each one of you tonight, under the sound of my voice, I want to encourage you tonight. Don't take it back. Don't take it back. You know what God's done for you. from. You know how God delivered you. Don't take it back. In the dark, don't lose your testimony. Don't abandon your faith. Don't be negative on God. And if a drive and go forward, drive and go forward. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on. I got to press on. Keeping God. Stay in the press. Stay in the press. Don't look back. Don't go back. Looking back will result in you going back. But look forward. Look to Jesus. The author. The finisher of our faith. Look to Jesus. Look at him. My brethren. Look at him. My sister. Look at him. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus Christ in me. It's according to his will. Hallelujah. All you have to do is look in me. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Don't lose your testimony. Don't lose your testimony. Don't abandon your faith, no matter what you're going through. Do not abandon your faith. Do not walk away from God. Amen. But stay fast. Therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made you free. You are free. Amen. The Lord delivered me. Tell me, why should I be bound? I know the Lord delivered me. I know the Lord. He set me free. Why? Why? Tell me why should I be bound? I refuse to let the devil tie me back up again. I refuse to let the devil carry me into bondage, carry me into Egypt. God brought me out of Egypt. God brought me out of bondage. Why should I go back? Glory to God. Don't lose your testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He said amen. Be angry but sin not. Amen. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants you to be angry and upset. Amen. To cause you to sin. But God said in his word, be angry. Amen. But sin not. Amen. And the Lord began to let me know. Amen. God began to let me know. He said, amen, it's not so much, amen, what you're going through, but it's how you handle it. Amen, God began to let me know, it's not so much of what you go through, but what's important is how you handle it, how you handle your test and your trial, how you go through, how you deal with it. Amen, that's what's going to count. That's what's going to bring you your result. That's what's going to show what you're made of. It's how you handle it, how you deal with it. Glory to God. It's not what you're going through because this is only a test. This is only a test. But the question is, are you going to pass the test? Are you going to pass the test or are you going to fail the test? Amen. And so many times we fail the test. Amen. We got to go back and take it over again. We got to keep taking it until we pass it. But tonight you ain't got to fail again. You don't have to fail your test again. Amen. Tell the devil I'm going to pass this test. I'm going to handle this test. Amen, the way God wants me to handle it. I'm going to go through this storm. Amen, I'm going to ride this storm out. Glory to God, I'm going to ride this storm out. I'm not going to pull over, amen, and sit in the storm. But I'm going to ride this storm out. Because on the other side of truth, oh, God, I see the sun peeking through. Oh, God, amen, the sun is going to shine again. Hallelujah. Don't lose your testimony. Hallelujah. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. This battle is not ours, it's the Lord. Amen. No problem along this way. You may have to walk alone. Sometimes along this way, you will have to walk alone. Amen. The people that you think should be with you are not with you. The people, amen, that you think, amen, will encourage you, amen, they're not going to encourage you. They even looked around and said, my enemies and my foes were not they never want to outside. Amen. But I praise God. Jesus said, I would never leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God said, I would never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Look to Jesus, God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you can't trace them, amen, count on them. He's there. Amen. But you can't depend on no one else. You go to Jesus for yourself. And I know that he'll be right there. Amen. We have to forsake all to follow Jesus. Jesus goes to my mind, except man, amen, forsake mother, father, sister, brother, house, and land, wife, children, everything for my sake. Amen. He cannot be my disciple. Amen. Sometimes you just got to walk away from everything and leave it in the hands of the Lord. Say, Lord, I put it in your hands. Lord, I'm going to let you fix it. Lord, I'm going to allow you to handle it. Amen. Because, amen, we can't do it of ourselves. We'll only make a bigger mess. Amen. But when we stand still, when we stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Amen. God didn't, amen, put you on the wrong road. God didn't, amen, persuade you, amen, to turn. The enemy calls you, amen, to turn aside. The enemy calls you to walk away. The enemy calls you to start doubting God. Amen. Job, amen, wife said, why don't you curse God and die? Amen. I'm going to tell you, no, don't do it. Don't curse God and die, but bless God and live. Bless God and live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't lose your testimony. God, I had to deliver this message to you tonight. Amen. Somebody's on the verge, amen. Amen. You're on the verge of a breakthrough. The devil knows that you're on the verge, amen, of getting your blessing. And he wants you, amen, to forsake. He wants you to forfeit it. The devil wants you to forfeit. Forfeit the blessing that God is about to give you. He wants you to forfeit the victory. Yield not to temptation, for yielding this is. But each victory, amen, that you don't yield to, amen, God will give you the victory. Amen. Amen. Don't lose your testimony. And I praise God. Amen. God is good. Amen. That's why we got to keep praying. That's why God, amen, had prayer lines going, amen, in the earth so that the people of God can be encouraged, amen, even in this pandemic. I know, amen, it can get hard sometimes in this pandemic. I know, amen, it's not easy. Amen. But you can make it with the help of the Lord. You can go through with the help of the Lord. Amen. I find out, amen, not praying will cause you to be negative. Amen. You not praying will cause you to be negative. But when you pray, God will give you a positive look on things.
Mm-hmm.
God will give you a positive look on, amen, even on your test, your trial.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
Say, even though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Even though I'm going through this, I'm still going to trust God.
Yes.
Amen. Don't even lose your testimony. Amen. You know God set you free. Don't take it back. You know God healed your body? Amen. Don't let the devil put sickness back on you.
Mm-hmm.
You keep declaring that I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, amen, God heals us and delivers us, but sometimes we go back, amen, we let the devil put it back on us again. We go back and pick it up. Amen. But take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Take your burden, amen, and put it on the altar and leave it there. Don't go back and pick it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Believe it. Leave it on the altar. Leave it at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I can't handle it. You take it. You can handle it. Cast thy cares upon the Lord. Amen, for he cares for you. Amen. People of God, stand fast. Amen. I want to encourage your heart tonight. Stand fast in the liberty. God has given us liberty tonight. Even in this pandemic, you can be free. Amen. I'm free. Amen. I'm liberated from the yoke of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
I've been liberated, amen. Amen. God came and set the captive free.
Mm-hmm.
I was captivated by, amen, yoke of bondage, me free. And I refuse to let the devil tie me back up again.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to let the devil, amen, incarcerate my mind again. I refuse, amen, to lose my testimony, amen, of Jesus Christ, of my deliverance. I know what the Lord done for me, and I'm not going to take it back. I know where the Lord brought me from. I know from whence I was and where I am now. Amen. And see, that's the thing about it. When God has set you free, when God delivers you, don't think the devil is going to celebrate you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is not celebrating your liberty.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is not celebrating your freedom. The devil is not happy that God delivered you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The devil is mad. He's upset because God, amen, he loosed your shackles. The devil is upset because God, amen, set you free. Because God put a warning back into your feet. Amen. The devil, he's upset about it. Amen. When you was battling, he was laughing at you. Look at them. I got them. Look at them. I got them tied up. Look, amen. I got them down. Look, he's laughing. Amen. Amen. When you're bound. But when Jesus comes and sets you free, the devil, he's mad. Amen. He's upset. And he's trying to figure out, how can I tie them up again? How can I trick them up? How can I cause them, amen, to turn their back on God? What can I do to get them upset? What can I do, amen, to cause them, amen, to get upset and angry and frustrated? Hallelujah. The devil working fast because he knows he has but a short time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But thank be to God for giving us the victory through our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. People, God, this is urgent tonight. This is urgent tonight. Don't lose your testimony. Whatever you do, whatever you do, wherever you may go, don't lose your testimony. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Fight for it. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. I refuse to let them go. When Jacob wrestled with the angel over in the midnight hour, Jacob wrestled with the angel. Amen. Amen. Even his, amen, his hip was, amen, out of his pocket. Amen. Jacob wrestled with the angel and said, I refuse to let him go. Except you bless my soul. You got to be the same way tonight. You got to refuse to take it back. You got to refuse to renege on God. You got to refuse to go back into bondage. And I refuse tonight to let the devil cause me to go back into bondage. Well, I know the devil don't like it because God liberates. I know the devil don't like it because God put joy back into my spirit. Well, because God gave me that peace that's a part of all understanding. Hallelujah. And the devil's doing everything he can to try to disturb that peace of mind. But it won't work. It won't work unless you allow it to. Only way the devil can overthrow you if you allow him to. If you succumb to the weakness of your flesh, if you succumb to the tricks of the enemy, that's the only way the devil can gain ground on you. But hear what the Spirit says tonight unto the church. Don't lose your testimony. Everybody may not be patting you on your back and telling you to run on and go on. But tell yourself tonight. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself tonight. Stop looking for people to encourage you. You encourage yourself and say, I must go on. I must go on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. We pray the top of the word. Thank God, amen, for your listening ear. We pray that you have gained something out of the word of God. Amen. This is, amen, the feelings of my heart tonight. Don't lose your testimony. Amen. All week long, I've been hearing the Spirit speaking into my spirit, saying, don't lose. Amen. I just refuse. I refuse to allow the devil to gain victory over what God has done for me. I know what the Lord has done for me. I'm not worried about nobody else, amen, confirming it. I know what God's done. And you got to know what God has done for you. And stand on it. Don't take it back. Amen. We bless God tonight for the word of God. Amen. People of God, I can't express it enough. Don't lose your testimony. Amen. Keep your victory. Keep your victory. Amen. Keep your liberty in God. Because if you lose your testimony, then you are going back into bondage. The devil will tie you up again. Amen. But don't abandon the faith. But keep the faith, my brother. Keep the faith, my sister. Hold on. This is only a test, what you're going through. Praise God for the word tonight. Thank God. Amen. Tonight, maybe somebody under the sound of my voice, amen, wants, amen, to, amen, receive your deliverance tonight. Maybe, amen, you're not saved and you say, well, I don't have a testimony. But tonight, amen, Jesus Christ wants to give you a testimony. Jesus, amen, he is the testimony. Amen, he wants to give you the testimony. He wants to give you the victory tonight. Amen, maybe somebody on the line tonight, amen, wants salvation. Amen. Tonight, amen. I'm going to ask you, amen. Push, amen, star 6 if you want salvation tonight. If you want to be delivered from sin, hallelujah. If you want to overcome sin tonight, if you want to overcome, amen, by the word of the Lamb and the blood of your testimony, amen, you want to give your life to Jesus so that he can give you, amen, a new testimony. Amen. We're going to ask you to push star 6 and come on over. Amen. On the broadcast side, it makes your confession known. Amen. And we, the people of God, will pray for you. Amen. That God will deliver. Who's there one tonight?
Amen. Truly, the altar call has been made. Amen. You don't have to be ashamed. Amen. You don't have to be afraid to acknowledge that I need the Lord. Amen. Is there one tonight? Amen. That want to receive the Lord as your personal Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight do, amen. After hearing the word of God, amen. Maybe, amen, you was going through some things. You was battling with some things. You was struggling. Amen. And even wondering within yourself, how am I going to make it through? How am I going to get through this? What am I going to do now? Amen. But God done spoke to us. God done let us know what to do. He said, don't lose your testimony. Amen. Meaning, hold on, amen, to what God has given you. Hold that fast which thou hast. See to it that no man take thy crown. Amen. So tonight, amen, if you, amen, requesting prayer, maybe you need some more strength. Maybe you need God to strengthen you, amen, and build you up where you're weak. And build you up where you're torn down. Amen. Tonight is your opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. Where you can find help in a time of trouble. Amen. And maybe you got a prayer request tonight. Amen. Maybe you're standing in the gap for somebody. Amen. You don't know. Amen. They don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Amen. But call on the name of the Lord. Amen. And you shall be saved. Delivered from everything that ails you tonight. Amen. Is there one at this time? You may push star 6 and come on over to the broadcast side. Glory be to God. Amen. Is there anyone, amen, that see their need for God tonight? Amen. That need the Lord to strengthen you, to help you, amen, to take you through even, amen, your time of trouble. Amen. Whatever it is that you may be going through tonight, amen. Jesus is the answer.
Praise the Lord.
Hey. Praise the Lord.
How you doing? God bless you. This is Gwen. First, I want to thank the Lord for being here, for life, health, and strength. I would like to request prayer for myself, for strength in the Lord, and I would like to request prayer for the ladies at the Work Relief Center. I would like to thank God for working out both of my schedules with work so that I could be home and time enough for the prayer line. But also, when I was in prison, I used to do a prayer circle every night. So this is giving me time to do the prayer circle again, which I started on Monday, started the prayer circle back here at the Work Relief Center. But we need more prayer. Currently, it's only 5 people attending, but I pray that the Lord increase the number. I would just like to request prayer for my mom. She's in rehab with her knee replacement, and she's doing good, but a little more won't hurt nothing. For my family, for everyone on the prayer line, for the world as a whole, because we need more Jesus, we need more love, and with this COVID, we need extra prayer. And I would like to thank you. And God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mr. Gwen. Amen. We heard your request, and we will be praying, amen, for you and those that you're, amen, interceding for. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Prayer request for yourself or for others. Amen.
Take your phone off of mute. Looks like you're on the broadcast, but your phone is on mute right now. There you go.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Fan, and I'm requesting prayer for myself. I go in the hospital tomorrow for a procedure, and I know that the Lord is going to be with me because I'm taking him with me, but I also like to be covered too. So just pray for me, please. Thank you. And I thank God for the word on tonight. It was a wonderful, awesome word. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Fan. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We'll be, amen, holding you up in prayer. Amen. Knowing that God, amen, got you covered. Amen. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Anyone else?
Tillman, I was calling in to request prayer for my kids as they return back to school on Monday, and all other kids as well, that God cover them and keep them and protect them. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Tillman. Amen. We will be praying, amen, for your request that God will cover your children, amen, and the other children as they go back to school. God bless you. Amen. Any other prayer requests at this time? Any other prayer requests, amen, at this time before we go to, amen, God in prayer? Amen. If not, amen, if you will put your mind.
Praise the Lord, man of God. God bless you. God, we really enjoyed the word on tonight. Amen. As the request came in from Sister Tillman, amen, Jesus, for the children, I just want to put my niece in prayer, lift her up in prayer on tonight. She's in pre-K. She's in pre-K, but there has been an outbreak of in her school, and we definitely want to lift up the children, keep the children in prayer. Definitely want to lift and keep them in prayer.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We got your niece covered. Amen. Along with all the other children, amen, that are in school. Amen. From this, amen, this thing that's going around that's still trying, amen, to defeat and conquer, but we know who has all power in his, amen, in his hand. Amen. And God has all power in his hand. He's able, amen, to, amen, fix it. He's able to stop it. He's able to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And we believe, God, tonight we're praying, amen, that God will reverse this thing, amen, for his people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Do we have anyone else at this time? Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Kathy. Sister Kathy Brown. I would like to request prayer for my daughter-in-law. She found out she got COVID, and I also like to request prayer for my son, that the Lord, you know, I want the Lord to heal her, bring a healing to her, and also that my son, who is her husband, that the Lord shield and protect him and keep him. You know, he took a test, but it was negative, but I thank and praise the Lord for it, but also that the Lord just shield and protect the whole household. Thank you.
Amen. God bless Sister Kathy. Amen.
Thank
we have heard your request. Amen. Praise the Lord.
My name is Sister Betty, and I'm calling you with this prayer for my sister Martha Clark. We had only been with her for a while, but she's still going to have a procedure done. She has to have a fit to this thing. But I'm praying that God perform a miracle and they don't have to go that far when they're going to find out that her baby's healed. And I also want to request prayer for my niece. She lost her baby after 4 months, and she was in the hospital, and she said she's doing well, but I'm praying for her to recover because she has 4 other children. She has a quick care. And she's saved, but it needs to listen to prayer of the saints. And pray much for Sister Beth.
Amen. God bless Sister Betty. Amen. We will be praying, amen, for your sister, and we will be praying for your niece. Amen. That God will, amen, touch them, strengthen them, and take them through. Amen. That they won't lose their testimony or their faith in God. Amen. God bless you. Anyone else? Amen. We're going to go to God in prayer tonight. Amen. We have heard the prayer request. Amen. Maybe you didn't come with a prayer request tonight. Amen. But I'm asking you if you were touching and agree with me tonight in prayer. Amen. For those that do have prayer requests. Amen. Believing that God is a miracle worker. Amen. That God can turn, amen, it around for them. Amen. So let's pray. Amen. Let's provoke, let's bombard heaven tonight. Amen. That God, amen, will come to our rescue. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Oh God, we give you thanks, oh God. You said in all things to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Father God, it's your will that we praise you. It's your will that we glorify you. It's your will that we bless your name at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, when things are well, we say thank you. When things are not so well, we say thank you. Oh God, when we're up, God, we say thank you. Oh God, when we're down, oh God, we say thank you anyhow. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, through it all, we praise you. Oh God, through it all, we bless your holy name. We know, God, that victory is in our praise. We know that deliverance is in our praise. We know that healing is in our praise. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you tonight. As humble as we know how. Oh, God, is teaching your mercy. Oh, God, we come boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, God, asking for your help tonight. Lord, we need help tonight. We can't make it on our own strength. We can't do this by ourselves. But, Lord, we're depending on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to keep the faith. Help us not to cast away our confidence. Which have great recompense and reward. But, Lord, strengthen us tonight. Oh, God, strengthen our faith in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Regardless how long it seemed to take, we know you will come through. Oh, God, look on the prayer request. Oh, God, one by one and name by name. Oh, God, look on Sister Gwen tonight. Oh, God, as she become to you tonight. Oh, God, asking you for help. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on all the ladies, God, oh, God, that are in the center tonight. Oh, God, we pray you will work a miracle in their life. We pray that you will transform their lives. Oh, God, turn their lives around. Give them a new lease on life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, whatever the struggle is, whatever the battle is that they're dealing with, oh, God, help them to cast it on you. For you care tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, as she's praying for her mother. Oh, God, look on Mother Reed tonight. Oh, God, you are here for both body and soul. You made this old body. You know how frail this body is. But, Lord, you got enough medicine in the hem of your garment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray tonight. Oh, God, that you will release virtue. Release your healing power tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch Mother Reed's body tonight. Oh, God, touch her right now. Oh, God, strengthen her, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Restore strength back into her knee, back into her legs, in the name of Jesus. We believe you for a miracle. We believe you for strength tonight. We believe you for total recovery, in the name of Jesus. We praise you right now, God. Even look on the Reed family. Oh, God, look on them, oh, God. One by one and name by name. You know every member of the family. You know the every need tonight. You know those that are saved. You know those that need to be saved. We pray that you will reach them right where they are tonight. Work a miracle in their lives in the name of Jesus. Draw them unto salvation. Oh, God, we know you ready. Lord, oh God, do it for your name's sake. Do it that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look on missionary stand tonight. Oh Jesus, look on your woman servant. You said, remember now thy creator. In the
the day of thy youth, why the evil days draw not, in the name of Jesus, oh God, she been serving you, she been living for you, she been taking a stand, a stand for righteousness, but now, Lord, it's her time, she needs you, Lord, oh God, as you done, so many times before, we ask you once again, to come to her rescue, oh God, be with her, you say you will never leave her, nor will you forsake her, in the mighty name of Jesus, you lead the way, you go before her, God, oh God, you go, as she walk into the hospital, you go with her, oh Jesus, you say be thou strong, and very courageous, oh glory, heaven could be strong in you, oh God, don't let her faith waver in doubt, in the mighty name of Jesus, you say he that waver in doubt, is like a wave of the sea, let not that man, amen, think to receive anything of the Lord, oh God, we believe you, we're standing on your word, we're standing on your promise, all is well tonight, it shall be well, it shall be well, in the name of Jesus. You got healing hands, the hands of Jesus, are healing hands, you can just touch us, oh God, with your fingers, oh God, lay your hand on us, oh God, lay your hand on us, we don't mind tonight, we don't mind, if the Lord lay his hands on us, in the name of Jesus, we know, that if you lay your hand on us, everything will be on. All right, we know, if you lay a hand on us, you will defeat that enemy, you will overthrow, that wicked one, whatever form it may come in the name of Jesus, cancer got to bow to you, COVID got to bow to you, death got to bow to you, rheumatism got to bow, arthritis got to bow, sugar diabetes got to bow, low blood pressure, it got to bow at the name Jesus, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, we're more than conquerors, through him that loved us, we are overcomers, we overcome the world, even as you did for us, we're more than a conqueror, through him that loved us, in the name of Jesus, we're not going to walk in doubt, but we're going to believe what thus said the Lord, we're going to take you at your word, in the name of Jesus, you said prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus, we're going to stand on your unchanging word, your word is ever settled in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we're going to fight the good fight of faith, we're going to lay hold on eternal life, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it tonight. Look on Sister Tilly, God. Oh, God, she's requesting prayer. Oh, God, she's interceding for her children and all the children at school. We pray that you will cover them under the blood of Jesus. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over. When you see the blood, you will pass over. You'll make all death behave in the name of Jesus. No evil shall come nigh thy dwelling, in the name of Jesus. It may try, but it won't work. Oh, God, he said, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Nothing that the enemy come up with, it is not going to prosper. It's not going to work. Satan, it won't work. Because we're covered under the blood of Jesus. We're covered under the blood in the name of Jesus. And we're going to stay under the blood. We're going to stay under the blood. We're not going to get from under the blood. But we're going to stay under the blood of Jesus. In the name name of Jesus. We're safe in your arms tonight. Huh? We're safe with you, Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus. Huh? You said, let not our heart be troubled, huh? Neither let it be afraid. Huh? We're not going to live in fear. Huh? We refuse to live in fear. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Huh? You told to be wise as serpents, huh? And harmless as doves. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we appreciate you, oh, God. Huh? We appreciate the spirit of wisdom. Huh? We appreciate the spirit, oh, God, of knowledge. Huh? Even to know your word. Huh? But we refuse, huh? Oh, God, to bow to Satan. Huh? We refuse. Oh, God, to relinquish our faith, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? We are persuaded, huh? That God has the words of eternal life. Huh? Lord, to whom shall we go? Huh? Where are we going to go? Huh? Who's going to protect us? Huh? Who else is going to keep us? Huh? Who else is going to watch over us? Huh? Who else is going to heal our body? Huh? In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, to whom shall we go? Oh, God, we have nobody else to turn to. We have nobody else to help us. In a time of trouble, oh, God, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou have the words of eternal life. We're persuaded tonight. We know without a shadow of doubt that your word is true. Your word is right. Your word is true and faithful. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord. We know you're going to take care of us. We know you're going to watch over us. We know you're going to protect us. No harm. Satan can't do us no harm, as long as we stay under the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, look on Sister Kathy Brown tonight, oh, God, look on her daughter-in-law, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we speak healing, we speak restoration, oh, God, we speak, oh, God, your faith shall make thee whole, in the name of Jesus, we speak life, even in a dark situation, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word, oh God, you healed us already. With your stripes, we're already healed. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know that you're able. Oh God, look on her son tonight. Oh God, shield and protect him, keep him. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the hand of sickness. Rebuke the spirit of COVID tonight. Send it back to the pit from whence it come from. In the mighty name of Jesus. Destroy the works of Satan tonight. Oh, God, destroy the works of Satan. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let them have no dominion over your people tonight. Destroy the works of Satan tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know you're able, God. We believe you. We trust you tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Sister Betty tonight. Oh, God, bless her, strengthen her, keep her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, she belongs to you tonight. Oh, God, you know the desires of her heart. You know the petition that she has up before you tonight. We pray that you are granted according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on her loved ones tonight. Look on, oh, God, her sister right now. Her life is in your hands, Lord. Oh, God, you know what to do. You know how to do it. Oh, God, you don't make no mistakes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray you'll breathe on her tonight. Oh, God, breathe on her, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, breathe on her tonight. Oh, God, help her take a throne. Oh, God, help her to speak over herself. Help her to speak life over herself. In spite of what it look like. In spite of what the doctor say. Lord, we believe your report tonight. We believe the report of the Lord tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, your report said that we're healed. Your report said that we're delivered. Your report said that we're set free. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that's what we're going to stand on tonight. We're going to stand on your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. In spite of it all, we're going to trust you to the end. In the mighty name of Jesus. Though you may slay me, yet will I trust you. Oh, glory be to your name, God. I may not understand everything, but Lord, I'm going to trust you anyhow. I'm going to put my trust in thee. Oh, God, I'm not going to lose my testimony. I'm not going to cast away my confidence. Oh, God, I believe you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift my hands in total surrender. I lift my hands in total surrender and say, Lord, it's in your hands. It's in your hands tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it's in your hands. Oh, God, look on her knees tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you will strengthen her. We pray that you encourage her heart. Oh, God, lighten the load tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you be a comforter tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you don't make no mistakes. You said all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to your purpose. Father God, you know what you're doing. You don't make no mistake. But we ask that you be a comforter tonight. We ask that you be strength tonight. We ask that you be peace tonight. Even, God, where there's no understanding, we pray, God, that you would give understanding to know that your will must be done. Yeah. In earth as it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you for it. We count it done. Oh, God, we count it done tonight. We claim, oh, God, we claim total healing. We claim restoration for both body and soul. Father God, look on Vanessa Bradley, God. Look on the woman of God. Even look on her request tonight. Even as she has, oh, God, loved ones and relatives. Even, oh, God, her niece that's in pre-K. We pray that you would cover her under the blood of Jesus. You said all souls are yours. All souls belong unto you. The little bitty children belong unto you, Father. Oh, God, they have a soul, God. Their soul belongs to you. We pray, oh, God, that you will shield and protect her, God. Oh, God, keep her in the schoolhouse. Oh, God, rebuke that, oh, God, spirit, God. Oh, God, don't let it come nigh thy dwelling, huh? Don't let it come nigh her tonight, God. Oh, God, cover her in the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, anoint her from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. Oh, God, lay your hand upon her tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the parents, God, each parent, God, that are sending their children back to school. We pray that you will speak peace into their lives. Oh, God, you said, let not our hearts be troubled. Oh, God, don't let their hearts be troubled. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you are in control. Oh, God, you got this thing, oh, God. You got it. Father God, you got this. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you got us. Yeah, oh, God, we're in your hands tonight. You said, no man shall be able to pluck us out. We're in your hands tonight. Have your way. Have your way in our life, oh, God. Even look on those that did not come over on the prayer line but stand in need of a blessing. Oh, God, whatever the need is tonight, whatever the prayer request is, oh, God, some need strength, some need encouragement, some need a way made, some need burdens lifted. Oh, God, whatever the need is tonight, we pray that you will meet it. We pray that you would do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're touching and agreeing. We're standing in the gap for them. We're believing, oh, God, that you will work a miracle in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, save the unsaved. Those that may be on the line but don't have salvation. Oh, God, save them before it's ever too late. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, draw them. Reclaim the backslider tonight. Those that have may lost their testimony. Those that may have, amen, forsaken the faith. But, God, we pray for mercy tonight. We pray that you will restore their souls. Oh, God, bring them back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You say you're married to the backslider. Oh, God, you did it for me. Surely you can do it for them. Oh, God, you have no respect to person. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for the word that we heard on tonight. We thank you for the encouragement tonight. We thank you for the touch tonight. One touch from you, oh, God. Oh, God, make that calling in worthwhile. Oh, God, look on the radio land tonight. Those that are calling from other countries tonight. We pray that you will bless them, oh, God. Meet their need, God. Oh, God, give them strength. Help them to stand on your word. Help them. Oh, God, not to lose their testimony in their faith in you. Huh? Oh, God, we know you are. We know you got the power. Huh? Look on our Blog Talk Radio, God, listeners. We pray, oh, God, that you will comfort their heart, encourage them. Give them strength where they're weak. Give them courage, oh, God, where they're faint heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to speak life and that more abundantly. Oh, God, you do these things for us. We thank you. We'll praise you. We'll glorify you. Lord, you do these things for us. Oh, God, we'll sing, we'll shout, we'll glorify your name. We'll give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Lord God, we just want to turn right now. Glory to God and hereby. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to open the lines. And
all
God
participants are unmuted.
Glory be to God. If you determine within yourself, glory to God, that you will not lose your testimony. Glory to God. We want you to come on and lift your voices on tonight. Glory to God, and give God praise. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. On tonight, we give him thanks. We give him honor. Glory be to God for this night. Amen. Glory to God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. This encouragement, people of God. Amen, Jesus, way down on the inside. Glory to God that we're going to stand fast. Glory to God, we're going to stand still. Glory to God, and we are not going to lose our testimony. Glory to God, refusing, amen, to go back where the Lord has delivered us from. Amen. He brought us up. He brought us out. Glory be to God, into this liberty. Amen, and we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Glory to God, I'm telling you, glory to God, my heart has been blessed on tonight. Glory to God. I don't know about you. Amen. Glory to God. But this word, glory to God, I'm telling you, way, way down on the inside. Glory to God. And that's where the word has to get. It has to go way down on the inside. Glory to God. Don't let it just stop at your ears. Amen. But let it go way down in your innermost sanctum. And let this word touch you. Let this word settle. Glory be to God. Receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and let it work for you. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited. Glory to God about this word. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Excited. Amen. Amen. The man of God. Amen. Jesus, God bless you real good. Amen. I tell you, a right now word. Amen. Right now word for a right now people. Glory to God, and we just pray, amen, glory to God, people of God, that you have been quickened on tonight, amen, Jesus, to not lose your testimony. Don't get out of character, amen, just stand still, amen, and just watch God on tonight, amen. I'm telling you, I've been blessed on tonight, glory to God, blessed beyond measure, amen, Jesus, the prayer on tonight, blessed beyond measure, truly, the Lord, amen, has come and visited us on tonight, and we give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, amen, this word, glory to God, has catapulted the people of God. If you heard the word tonight, amen, people of God, you have been shifted, amen, to a whole nother level. Amen. And man of God, we thank God for you on tonight for availing yourself to bring forth this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank God for this word. Amen. On this night. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you availing yourself on tonight. Glory be to God. And we just want to bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We just want to bless you. Glory be to God in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your manservant on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for him availing himself that he will hear your word on tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this word. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight for what this word has done in the hearts and the soul and in the spirit of your people. We thank you on tonight. Now we ask, oh God, that you would bless your servant. We're asking, oh God, that heaven be open unto him. Glory be to God. Open unto him your good treasure on tonight. The heavens to give the rain unto his land. Glory be to God. And all that he would touch and all that he would set his hands unto in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for taking your abode in his life. We thank you for the word that you placed in his mouth, for the word that you placed in his belly. We thank you on tonight. And Father, we pray that you open doors unto him. Open doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Doors that he knew not of in the precious name of Jesus. To take this word to a people. Glory be to God, a word of deliverance, a word, oh God, that will cause your people to stand upright and to stand still in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for what you're doing in his life. We pray, oh God, that you bless the very works of his hands. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that you would bless God, bless his family on tonight, bless his ministry on tonight, bless everything, oh God, that concerns him. Wheresoever his feet shall cry, oh God, Father, we ask, Taya, that you would bless tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Cause him to reap blessings on tonight. Glory to God in those places. Oh, God, that he's not sown. But we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your blessings upon him now. Your blessings that make it rich and added no sorrow. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, for causing your face to shine upon him. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you. We glorify you. Oh, God, for causing your face to shine upon your servant on tonight. We thank you. We bless you now. Thank you for looking upon his desires, Father, even as he prayed for others and prevailed for others. We thank you for looking upon his needs and for looking upon his desires. We thank you for answering his every need and his every desire. Glory be to God, even in the chambers of his heart. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for this day, for your people. Glory to God, for your man servant. We thank you. Father, we say thank you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hide us behind the cross and cover us, Father, in thy precious blood. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen tonight. Glory to God. People of God, hey, glory to God. As always, we want to let you know, amen, that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God, amen. Simply text us on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for those that are listening, glory to God, amen, in other countries, you can as well get a copy. Glory to God, amen. You can simply text us and the number, amen. Text us via WhatsApp, amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. I'm also told, glory be to God, that you can, if you're plugged into their internet, they'll download a copy, amen, from the blog radio, amen, the Prayer News Network, amen, web line, amen. You can get a copy there, amen. But we give God thanks for you. We give God praise for you. Thank you for hanging in there, people of God. Amen. Continue to stand fast. Amen. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this night. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we're going to release the man of God. Amen. For other remarks. Amen. And for the blessing of the line. Listen, come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. Come back and be blessed. Amen. To see what the Lord has. Amen. So we're going to release the platform, and the last voice you will hear on tonight will be that of our speaker. Amen. Jesus, minister, evangelist, glory be to God, Emmanuel Holmes. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God, amen, for you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this night. We thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. We know that prayer changes everything. Amen. We thank God that we have the victory tonight. Amen. Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. You have to believe God and know that God, amen, has answered your prayer tonight, and that is already done in Jesus' name. We thank God, amen, for the word. Amen. Take the word of God in. Plan the word of God. Ponder upon the word as you lie down tonight. Amen. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you're going through, the enemy trying to get you, amen, to, amen, forsake God, but don't do it. Amen. Don't lose your testimony. God's been too good to you. Amen. And we praise God, amen, for all things. Sometimes God makes us. And when God is making us, it doesn't feel good. But, amen, afterwards, he yielded the peaceable fruits of righteousness. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We love you. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. Continue to pray for me. Amen. I'm not beyond prayer. I need prayer. Thank God. Amen. Even on last night's evangelist, amen, Diane Bonds, amen, began to, amen, intercede, amen, in my behalf. And I praise God for it. I appreciate it, along with, amen, the evangelist and all the others, amen, that have been praying for me. Amen. Let's pray one for another. Amen, because we know that prayer is the answer. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. Oh, God, we glorify you. We thank you for what you have done this night. Father God, our lives will no longer be the same. Oh, God, every round goes higher and higher. We pray that you will keep us in the center of God's will. Hold us in the hollow of your hand. Oh, God, you say we're in your hands. No man is able to pluck us out. Oh, God, help us to be found doing your will. Keep our minds and hearts stayed on thee. Keep us in perfect peace as we lie down to sleep tonight. Oh, God, don't let our hearts be troubled. But, God, give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, you do these things for us. We'll give your name the praise. Oh, God, until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. God bless you, people. God, look and live. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.